open your hymnals to page 368 as we sing together our opening hymn. Please stand. Our service begins on page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
At this time, I will direct you to the right side of your bulletin as we speak together the introit responsibly. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Why do the nations rage?
And the peoples plot in vain.
The kings of the earth set themselves.
And the rulers take counsel together.
He who sits in the heavens laughs.
The Lord holds them in derision.
Then he will speak to them in his wrath.
And terrify them in his fury, saying,
as for me, I have set my king.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Pray.
O God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated as we continue with the readings. The Old Testament reading for Christmas Eve comes from Isaiah chapter 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden, and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of tramping warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood, will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it, with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle reading for tonight comes from Titus chapter 2. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly possessions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, to redeem us from all lawlessness, and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, who are zealous for good works. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you..." Thanks, Nara. Thank you. Dear Lord, forgive my children. We continue with verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. At this time, I will direct you to page 191 of your hymnal as we confess together the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated. Thank you. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text for this morning focuses on the gospel reading heard just moments ago, especially these words. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. And on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Well, the Christmas trees are up. They're decorated. All of your lights have been hung, and in fact, if they haven't, you're really behind the game. Ornaments have been carefully placed, and presents are wrapped. They might even be underneath your tree right now. I would imagine that in the next 24 hours, we'll all consume more food than a human person should ever consume. Everything is ready for Christmas. But maybe it doesn't feel that way. Maybe it doesn't feel like Christmas this year. Maybe you've had several changes in your year. Well, of course, we've all had several changes in our year, right? But some of those changes may have darkened your celebration of Christmas. Maybe you look at your Christmas tree and the lights just don't twinkle as bright this year. Maybe a pall of darkness has descended on your celebration of Jesus' birth, and your joy has been interrupted. Yet here you sit. Here you are in God's house. You've come here today to hear the word of the Lord. My friends, it seems like we are dwelling in a land of deep darkness. But isn't it in the dark where the light shines the brightest? Think about the shepherds at Jesus' birth. They were quite literally in the darkness. They had taken their sheep. They were not in the city of Bethlehem proper, but they were out in the fields in the darkness of the night, watching over their sheep. And they didn't know what would lie beyond their vision, what their vision would allow. There could be predators out there who were going to attack them or attack the sheep that they were guarding. There could be thieves out there. They had no idea. The night was filled with uncertainty and filled with this darkness. And what did they do? But they heard a message. A message of light that was proclaimed into that darkness. Now, if you ever emerged from a dark room, and this happens to me every time I go to the movie theater. It's dark in the theater, and then you walk out into the sunlight, and it's like you're on an entirely different planet because the light just shines into your eyes so brightly. But this is exactly the same thing the shepherds would have experienced that night. They're literally sitting there in pitch black, complete darkness, and then the glory of the Lord starts to shine all around them. Now, when angels appear in Scripture, you know something big is about to happen. If you think about all the events in which an angel actually appears, right? Especially, okay, so starting at the beginning, Adam and Eve, they get kicked out of the garden, and then God puts an angel there with a flaming sword to make sure they don't get back in. Before Abraham and Sarah have a baby, when Sarah's 90 years old, or at this point she's 89, and Abraham is 99, and an angel comes to proclaim to them the message that they would have their son called Isaac. An angel is the one who flies over and strikes down all the firstborn in Egypt, the event we call the Passover. What do we find in the fiery furnace protecting Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? It's an angel. And consequently, for Daniel, it is an angel who closes all of the lions' mouths. When angels appear in Scripture, they're not what we see on the TV or in the media. They're not like feminine, sort of wispy, ghost-like figures with wings. And they're certainly not those fat babies that we get in our Christmas cards. In Scripture, angels are depicted much differently. They're always holding weapons, Are there always, there's always mightier than whatever seems to be the mightiest thing in the world at that moment. And a lot of times we get this picture of angels that they're all just kind of waiting up there in heaven as if they're an army standing, just waiting for God's orders to be given. And so these shepherds, they're in the darkness of this night, and this light shines, and all of a sudden this angel, and the first thing they do is they're afraid. And rightly so. They're clearly coming into contact with some sort of divine being, and so they're not sure what's going on. Is this going to be an angel of God's wrath, or is this going to be an angel of God's blessing? Well, of course, we know the story. We hear it every year. What's the first thing the angel says? Fear not. They've not come to cause some sort of problem for these shepherds, but they've come to reveal the glory of God. They've come to bring a light that will pierce into their darkness, because God himself is born in the person of Jesus Christ as the Savior for all humanity. But isn't our position today quite similar to those shepherds? We have good reason to be afraid, don't we? With all of the things that are beyond our vision, that are living in the uncertainty that we just can't quite make out, we all have problems in our lives and situations that maybe we even haven't overcome to this point. I don't know what the future holds for any of us. Some families this year will be celebrating in a much different way than they may have expected. Nobody would have noticed that a year ago. It's the darkness of uncertainty. It's the darkness that who knows what might creep in over the next hour or day or year. Some this year will be lonely, for sure. Isolated because of pandemic. Distancing themselves from their own families. Some this year will spend their time in the hospital caring for those who are in the hospital beds. And maybe worse off are those who are actually in the hospital beds. If we look out past the walls of this church, there's a lot of darkness. There's a lot of darkness in our world, and in fact, we see it all the time. And it's darkness that brings this fear into us. Distrust and sickness and war and hatred and broken relationships and even death itself, they're all out there. And yet while they're out there, you're here. And much like the shepherds were led to the Christ child, lying in a manger and in swaddling clothes, and they had to travel through the dark of the night to see the very light of the world, you have done the same. You've come out of the darkness of the world to this place of light to hear a message of Christ's birth anew, to celebrate the good news that he is the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, who loves you enough to reveal himself to you, who loves you enough to live on this earth as a human being. He loves you enough to shatter the darkness. We've been brought here to sing of a silent and holy night in which all is calm and bright, because the Savior of light, the Savior of the world, casts out the darkness. We've come here in joy, knowing that Jesus brings joy to the world. We've come here as sinners to receive forgiveness, to receive life, believing this, believing all of what Jesus comes to be. As Christians, we share the very same words that the angel spoke. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. And that's you. The message of the angels is a message for you. God wants you to have peace even in the midst of this darkened world. That's why he came. The sad thing, though, is that the world hasn't changed since you sat down. It's still all out there. Just beyond the walls of this church, just beyond all of the light of Christ that is in this place, the darkness is still out there. There's still death. There's still a pandemic. There are problems when you leave this door, when you leave the doors of the church, your problems are still going to be out there for you to try to figure out. But again, that makes us just like the shepherds. The shepherds were in the darkness, and because of the message of the Christ being born, they got called into the light. But then they went back. They had to leave the presence of the Christ child, and they went back out into the darkness to watch over their sheep, to the same old problems they had to deal with night in and night out, but they did it differently. It wasn't just that there was darkness out there anymore, but the text tells us that they did it glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. There's no fear in those words. There's no uncertainty in those words. The shepherds were changed because Jesus came and visited them. And we ought to be the same. People who are changed. People who leave this place knowing that Christ has overcome all of the darkness, all of our problems, all of our sin. He went to a cross to give his own life, and then he even conquers death itself as he rises from the tomb on the third day. What is there left to fear? If the last thing we have to endure of pain and suffering in this world is death, and if Jesus himself can overcome that death, what is there left to fear? Of course, the answer is nothing. You and I, we have the privilege of living with the Christ child. We have the privilege of living in eternal life even now. Because Jesus grants you himself. My friends, we are dwelling in a land of deep darkness. Of that we can all be sure. But isn't it in the darkness where the light shines the brightest? As we focus on all of the darkness in our world, may today and every day be the day that the light of the world will grant you freedom from fear. For he was, and he is, and he ever shall be the Savior of the world. Amen. And Merry Christmas. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. At this time, I'll direct you to page 192. Please stand as we sing together the offertory. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people, according to their needs. Lord, the time of preparation is almost over, and your visitation is near. Keep us focused on the gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ. May it bring about the obedience of faith in us and all who hear your word this season. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, you continue to provide pastors for your church, to proclaim the coming of your Son. Be with all professional church workers as they work to serve your people with the gifts of word and sacrament. Allow them to boldly speak the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of the nations, look with mercy upon Donald, our president, JB, our governor, and all those who make, administer, and judge our laws. May they use their authority wisely and according to your will. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, we thank you for those who look out for our well-being and protect us from harm. Give your blessing and protection to police, to firefighters, to medical workers, to the members of our armed forces, and to all first responders whose vocation put them on the front lines of danger, trouble, and disaster. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, nothing is impossible with you. You sent your Son into the world to be the great physician of body and soul. Give to all who are ill comfort and healing, and if it be your will, and patience and trust that come, and let them know that you are with them. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, even as we prepare to celebrate the birth of your Son, we ask that you would continue to give us your blessings, to pour them out on us every morning. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, while we await the coming of your Son, we remember with thanksgiving those who were before us in the faith and are now with you. Keep and preserve us in the one true faith to life everlasting, until you bring us together with them into your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands we commend to you all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord's Prayer can be found in the back cover of your hymnal. Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power,
and the glory,
forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.